Hi, Steven.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina.
Hi. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know.
Yeah, I need to cancel. I'm going to close my business.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was going to try to reopen it up here, but I'm not going to.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 29th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $149 past due balance on the account, and I can't cancel the account with a past due balance. So.
Okay. All right. Give me a sec.
Sure.
Let me see. Hold on a second. I'm gonna put you on hold real quick. All right.
Okay. Take your time. No problem.
All right. All right, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, hi, Steven. No problem. So if you want, I can collect the past due payment and then cancel right after, and that way you won't have to worry about any further charges.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just do that.
So
a different credit card, though.
Okay, so still Jones Road for the billing address on the new card?
No, ma'am. It's
okay.
The new billing address is 655 2nd Street.
Okay.
That is Lake Oswego, spelled O-S-W-E-G-O.
That is
Oregon.
Okay.
And the zip is 97034.
Okay, and then the card number?
And the name on the card is my name, Stephen, with a P-H. D. Wood.
Okay. Is it second to ND or second written out?
Second written out.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. It'll go through either way.
It will. Okay. Perfect.
But the way Lake Oswego does it, it's all spelled out. So.
Okay. I'll just put it that way just to be safe. So second written out.
Okay.
Got it.
Yep.
And then the card number?
4744.
Okay.
7210. Mm-hmm. 3130-8392.
Okay. Expiration?
0823.
And the code on the back?
525.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you from Texas to Oregon? That's a big move.
Yeah, it was definitely a big move. My wife landed a job up here. She took over as the executive director for one of the agencies up here. And so basically for the first 38 years of our marriage, she's been following me. So she got a really nice job. And I said, I guess I'll follow you.
Oh, that's nice. So how is it living in Oregon compared to Texas? Do you recommend it or do you like Texas better? Or?
Well, I mean, Oregon as far as the beauty in comparison, or should I say, the area I live in, which is southwest of Portland.
Okay.
It's absolutely gorgeous up here.
It sounds like it.
Oh, yeah, it's really, the Northwest is just really beautiful country. But Texas is beautiful, too, especially in the hill country. But I'm not used to all the hills and mountains.
Right.
Being that I lived in Houston, it was always just flat, you know. And,
I see.
Yeah, there was, you had to drive a long way to find a hill. And other than a freeway hill. You know,
right.
I mean, like, like an overpass or something.
Like,
right?
Or like a real hill.
Exactly. The people up here are a lot different. It's not what I'm used to, the real Texas friendly, everybody friendly. It's a little different up here. It really is. But, you know, everybody seems to be nice. I think some of their politics need to be rethought out.
Really?
Yeah. They do so many crazy things up here that it's just, they protest everything.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's what it kind of seems like to me. I've never been to Oregon, but it seems like it's like a bunch of hippies.
It kind of sort of is, but it's not.
Is it?
I mean, you know, it kind of sort of is, but it's not. I mean, there's some real, there's great people up here, make no mistake, but there's also, it's just so crazy because the young kids, and this is what I don't get, you know, the people my age, I turned 61 yesterday, people my age.
Oh, happy birthday. That's great.
Well, yeah, thank you. They protest. I mean, they protest everything. If Nike decides they want to change the color of a tennis shoe, they'll go out and protest it. I mean, it's just stupid stuff that drives me nuts. But outside of that, I love living up here, and my dog loves it too. We go hiking all the time. You know, there's so many hiking trails, and they definitely have a lot more parks up here. So much land is protected by national forest and park.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And, oh yeah. So
what kind of dog do you have?
I have a basset hound.
Oh, I'm a big basset hound lover. I always had them growing up. I had 3 basset hounds in a row. And then now I have different breeds, but I miss my basset hounds. And that's a good dog to have in nature because they love to sniff everything.
They do sniff everything, don't they?
Yep. My mom used to tell me that's how they see is through their nose. They investigate everything, you know.
Oh, they do. I'm telling you. And they know a long way away when people are coming, they hear so well.
Yes, that's true.
And they're very loyal. Oh, yeah. When
mm-hmm.
we lived in Houston, our dog, we backed up to, I guess they call them drainage canals or whatever they call those. What do you call them?
I know what you're talking about, like a storm drain, right? I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
And people would walk around them, and they'd be 200 yards away or more.
Yeah.
And we'd be sitting out on our back deck, and we'd know for sure there was somebody coming because I'd go to the back fence, and I'd go, buddy, you knew this guy was coming from that far away?
Yeah. And, you know, I love that they have a deep bark because when I was young, like maybe like 14 through 18, my mom traveled a lot through the Midwest, and she was a single parent. So sometimes because of schooling and stuff, she'd leave me home. My brother was at college, and I was never afraid because I had the basset hound that would bark if he heard any noises, and that would usually scare him away. But we also had a second dog, which was a German Shepherd, that could actually do something if someone were to break in, you know. So I always had my 2 dogs, and I was fine. I enjoyed my independence, going to school and back, and never had to worry because I had those 2 dogs.
Yeah. They are very, very dog-friendly up here. Everybody has a dog. Everybody walks their dog.
Oh, I love it.
You see it every day. And, which is really cool. And, it's hard to walk Buddy only because he stops every 5 feet.
Yes. Yes. My last, basset hound, I also had a pit bull mix at the same time. So when I would walk them, it was hysterical because the pit bull mix wanted to run. So she would be pulling the leash one way, and then the basset hound, he wanted to sniff. So he would be pulling the leash the other way. And I looked
right.
like I was being torn apart every time I walked in. It was so funny. One's
That's
pulling
funny.
Me ahead and one's pulling me back, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, but buddy, that's a perfect name for a basset hound. I love it.
Oh, he loves his name too, that's for sure.
I bet. That's so cool.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you so much for the call.
Yes, I took care of the payment and the cancellation for you. So you've gotten an email that shows that it's been canceled, so you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
All right. Have a good. Oh, you're welcome. Nice talking to you, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too. Bye.